You are listening to Alex Nanlohi Podcast, to know the Lord and to make Him known.
Dear Father God, we thank You for this wonderful opportunity for all of us to gather together online this afternoon to worship You, to bring our hearts to You, and also we thank You for this privilege for us to listen to Your Word. And we pray as we open Your words, please also open our hearts. Help us not only to be the listeners of Your words, but also to be the doers of Your words. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Hi again. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's really a great privilege for me again to be invited by your assembly together and to listen to the Word of God, to study what God wants us to live in this life as His disciple. I would like to share with you today the theme that I choose for our worship together is growing as Christians. This is not something new maybe for us, growing as Christians, from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. I believe as a normal parents, they would love to see their children to grow, not only to have a healthy life, but also to grow in their life. You can imagine, if the children is not growing, then we will say that is not normal. And that is also true with our Father God, who loves us. He wants us to grow as His children, to be more like Jesus, His one and only Son. So, brothers and sisters, I would like to begin our sermon today by quoting, this is a very memorable quote for me. It goes like this. Christianity isn't just a religion. It's a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So if we look at our Christian life, what is a Christian? Christianity is because we have relationship with God through Jesus Christ. This is not something that we do, but this is what God has done for us. By His Son, Jesus Christ, we now can enter into the presence of God without fear. So Christianity, still inside or in Christianity, we have all the ritual, all the songs, all the liturgy, but it's more than just that. Christianity is a relationship with God. So when we say about relationship, we should continue to grow in relationship. Just like if we have spouse, husband or wife, we are not only know them at the very beginning of the marriage or before that, but even after our marriage life, we still grow in relationship with our spouse. So this is the same with Christianity, with our relationship with God. We should grow continually every single day to be more and more become like Jesus. So I would like us to open from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Let me read to you from the first that I appear on your screen. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. This is the word of the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, As you know, the book of Colossians is well known as one of the Paul's prison letter. And why it's called that? Because Paul wrote Colossians and also together with Philemon and also Ephesians from the jail, probably in Rome at that time. So this is something very important. Paul is not the one as a founder of the Church of Colossians, but it's one of the elder or Paul's friend named Epaphras. He is the one who founded the church in Colossae. And what is the interesting thing about this? Paul maybe haven't been to Colossae that time, but his heart, his mind, he's really unto the church in Colossae. And what is Paul want to share with them in the very short book, only 4 chapters? Paul want to share with them what is at the heart of Christian belief. So that is why many of the Bible commentators said that Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it's like the nutshell of the book of Colossae. So I wrote this in the PowerPoint. These two verses, in a sense, this is the summary sentence of the letter of Colossians. The way we grow as Christian is the way we go into Christian life in the first place. So if you look at the book of Colossae, Colossians, Paul wrote to the church of Colossae, he wants them to keep growing as they continue to live in Christ. In more literal translation, as you can see, I quote from NIV, New International Version, but if you look at the other translation, like more literal one, the NKJV, is New King James Version, actually, the word continue to live in him, in NIV, is a very, in literal sense, it's called walk in him. So it's more like, like a journey. If you're a Christian, then as you therefore have received Jesus, the Lord, so walk with him, walk in him. So brothers and sisters, our Christian life is not stopped after you receive Jesus Christ. After you receive Jesus Christ, it is just the beginning of your Christian life. Your Christian life is not end there because you already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and just wait that he will return and bring you back to heaven. No. Our Christian life should be a life that continue to live in him. A Christian life is a life that walk with him. And how we come to faith in Jesus? I think this is something that we have to be reminded every single time. We do not become Christians by agreeing with a doctrinal list, or following a moral code, or feeling spiritual. If all of those things make us Christian, then we are Christians by what we do. No, we become Christians by meeting a person. Or if we can say it in a more doctrinal thing, it's not because we meet him, but he meet us first. Jesus, our Lord, he meets us first. And we receive a man as our King, our Savior, our God. So Christianity is not only about following a certain moral code or following a summary of a teaching of someone, but it's more because we are meeting a person and he's not just an ordinary person. He is Lord. He is our King. He is our Savior. So, brothers and sisters, how, if we see as our Christian life. We are not Christians because we are good. We are not Christians because we are spiritual. We have seen in the video, we are all in sin. Or we are not Christians because we have a certain knowledge, we are knowledgeable. No, we are Christians because we know Jesus. Christianity is very different with other belief and religions. In every single religion, they will say, do something, do this, do that, and then you will be safe. If that is the thing that you did, then make you a believer or make you or can save you, then you are the savior. Because what you did or what you do, what you have done make you safe, then you are the savior. But Christianity is not what we do for Christ, but because what Christ has done for us. We are Christian because we know Jesus. And this is something a very, very beginning of our Christian faith. But again, to the church of Colossae, Paul is saying they need to grow. They need to live in Him. So brothers and sisters, the question for us, how can we become stronger in our faith? How we can become more passionate about our faith, and how we can increasingly sure of our faith. Remember, we have received Christ Jesus as Lord. If you read the whole book of Colossians, you can see at chapter 1, Paul is really trying to say that Christ is above everything. He is supreme Lord over all the earth, all the globe, and also for every individual life. So again, if you want to become stronger in your faith, you want to become more passionate about your faith, and you want to increasingly sure about your faith, then the answer is simple, but also at the same time challenging and also thrilling. And it's all about Jesus. Why I say it's simple, it's challenging, and it's thrilling, brothers and sisters, it is very simple. We need no extra knowledge or special spiritual experience or new rules to keep to grow in our faith, because we already receive Jesus Christ. Look at verse 6. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord. And it is very challenging, because at the same time, it is easy to crave the new, the improved, the glamorous. Sometimes maybe other people say, wow, Christian faith is very simple. Yes, but it's also very challenging. We don't need a new thing. Christ is enough for us. And it is thrilling because Jesus is all you need to be safe. And He is all you need to stay safe. So if you want to grow in Him, how? How can we grow as Christians? We still have to have that relationship with Jesus. Continue to live in Him. Let us go through the next verse 7 now. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. So brothers and sisters, this is not something outside of Jesus. Again, you have to read from verse 6. You have received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live in Him, to live close relationship with Jesus. And Paul uses the illustration of our being rooted in Christ. This is from agricultural example. Just as plants draw nourishment from the soil through the roots, so we draw life-giving strength
from Jesus. So if we are rooted in Him, we draw our life-giving strength also from Him. The more we draw our strength from Him, the less we will be fooled by those who falsely claim to have life answers. This is what the Colossian church faced. They faced many false teachers that teach another Jesus, that teach another answer to be saved. You don't know, you need to have another thing extra. After you have Jesus, then you need an extra thing to make you saved or keep you stay saved. No. The more we draw strength from Jesus, the less we will be fooled by those who falsely claim to have life's answer. If Christ is our strength, we will be free from human regulation. And this is something true for our Christian life. So brothers and sisters, this is what Paul wants to illustrate. Paul is a very clever man. So he uses many illustrations from different spheres of life. You can see Paul uses the agricultural metaphor. That is what we see rooted. But also, he uses the architectural image, built up. Not only rooted, but also built up. And also, there's another thing that I discovered when I prepare for this. Paul is also used the legal context for the word established. So this is something more in the legal terms. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to see, while the three preceding phrases, rooted, built up, and established, they are all in passive form. So this is suggesting God's work in believer. So this is God's work in our life. So while we surrender to God, just as we sang before, when we surrender to Him, He helps us to be rooted, built up, and established. They are all in passive forms. But when you see what is the believer's part, abounding in thanksgiving, this is something is active. This is calling believers to participate in the Christian life. So you can see in verse 7, it's not only what Christ has done in our life. He rooted us, He built us up, He established in faith, but we also that experience that salvation, abounding in it with thanksgiving. That is our part. And I think thanksgiving in this sense is not only from our mouth when we praise Him, we sing a praise song, or only in church while we sit in a church, we worship together, but also in our everyday life. Because we are saved, then we know that our life is a thanksgiving for God, for what He has done in our life. We must always look at the man who is our King, who is our Savior, and who is our God. It is as we live in Him, enjoying knowing Him, and all He is for us, and all He gives to us, that we will find overflowing thankfulness welling up inside us, overflowing. So this is not something that we only keep for ourselves. But if we experience Christ in our life, His abundant love, then we will also be a blessing for other people. So brothers and sisters, what is our response to God because of the work of salvation that He has done in our life? Gratitude. Gratitude is our primary response to the grace by which God has delivered us from our guilt. And gratitude is no less than an indicator of a new life. If you want to see what is this person trying to live up, then you can ask them, why you do so? If the answer is, I do this so I can be saved, then you don't have a faith in Jesus. But because you already have faith in Him, because of the work of the Holy Spirit inside us, then as a people that experience a salvation, we grow in Him. And our gratitude, we express to God what He has done in our life. We give our best to Him in our life. Gratitude is no less than an indicator of new life. So, brothers and sisters, let us conclude. Today we only learned two verses. But these two verses is like the summary of the book of Colossians. Because Paul wants the church in Colossae to really have a strong relationship with Jesus. There's no other Savior than Jesus. But again, their life have to prove that they are saved by Jesus. So verses 6 and 7 make it so simple. Keep going and keep growing by knowing Jesus. Let us grow in Him. How can we grow in Him? A preacher named John Stott said God already gave us three things. The first one actually is not things. It's a person, a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inside each one of us. The Holy Spirit is given to help us grow as children of God, to imitate and more like Him. God gave Himself, His Spirit, to live inside each one of us who believes in Him. But not only that, God also gave us, He has given us the Bible, your word is a lamp unto my feet, a guide unto my path. So God already knew, brothers and sisters, we will live in a very dark world. You want your life to be good? My word is your life. Your light, the light into your feet. So the Holy Bible is given for us so we can read it, read the Bible, grow in Jesus, and live accordingly to what He wants us to be. And also God gave Christian community to help us to grow together. This is not something we do alone. As individual, not only for ourselves, but to grow together with God's community. So brothers and sisters, as we continue to know Jesus more and more, to live in Him more and more, to live according to His word, to be conformed more into His image, let us also be a blessing for other people. So, the gospel assures all who have received Jesus, the Lord, that they are already rich beyond measure. So love it, live it, and share it. I hope you will be a blessing. You will be the light of the world in your study, if you're a student. Keep growing in your knowledge of Jesus, but also in your study, It's your gratitude to show to God, this is what you have given to me. I will study according to your will. I will not cheat. I will do my exam according to what you want me. I will help my friends to study together so I can be a blessing for others in your friendship. Please keep in your mind, God give you a task to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world. So in your friendship, be a blessing for others. If you're working in your job, in your workplace, let us also be a blessing for others. As you grow in Jesus, you also imitate Him. You can also be a blessing, a helping hand to people in your workplace. If you're in love relationship, then let us show that you have received Jesus and keep grow in Him. So your love relationship will grow according to His holiness, His faithfulness. And also, I hope in your family life, you will also extend the blessing of God to your family member, to people around you. If you have children, you can teach them to fear the Lord since their very young age. So they will grow in Jesus, and one day they will say, I thank God because God has given me a godly parent, a godly grandparent, a godly family, so I can live a life of faith in Jesus. So brothers and sisters, today as we conclude the sermon, I would like us to reflect, to spend a moment in silence, and to lift up our prayer to God as a response to His word. And after that, I will close in prayer. Let us spend a moment in silence, and then I will close in prayer. Dear God, we thank you. We begin our Christian life because of you. And you also help us to live a life with you, in you. And even we can be a blessing in our life, overflowing with gratitude because of what you have done in our life, because of your presence even now in our life. So we can live a life of gratitude, a life of overflowing with thankfulness. And even we can be a blessing wherever you send us. We thank you again that as Christian, we can have a firm assurance that you are our God and you will never leave us and you will always be with us. And help us to grow more and more into your likeness. Send us, Lord, as the salt of the earth, as the light of the world, as we go back to our field, our battle. And in each of that, we pray that we will glorify your name in our life. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity again to listen to your word, and we pray that help us not only to be the doers of your words, but also not only to be the listeners of your words, but also to be the doers of your words. We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.